Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Hello.
With me, Nia Patton.
Oh, and me, Natalie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Natalie. How are you?
Natalie. I'm all right. Not too bad. You know, ticking along in lockdown.
It's just boring, isn't it? Wales have now announced that we're going into like 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks circuit breaker?
Yes. Yeah, 2 weeks.
That's a Friday. But selfishly, I don't mind too much because school is unchanged.
Yeah, the primary schools are still open. That's what I was really worried about, is that the school's closing. I'm like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do with them?
I know. You got used to sort of having them back to school again.
So. Yeah.
So yeah. No, there's that. We hope you listeners are doing well too.
Yes.
We are.
It's a troubling time.
It is a troubling time. And it's a time where you're probably staring at your own face more than usual.
Yes.
Definitely am. Oh. Are you having Zoom meetings which cast really ugly shadows across your face and seem to highlight every pore and wrinkle?
I hate iPhones and like seeing your face. You just don't. I don't think, does anyone look nice? Some people probably do. I don't.
No one looks nice. And it depends whether you, on which platform you use, because some of them have the mirror image and some don't. So sometimes your face looks slightly less nice.
Yeah.
If you don't have a symmetrical face, I mean, I don't know.
No, I do not.
No, I don't either. So yeah, I just... Zoom meetings, I don't know, it's like bloody Groundhog Day, isn't it? I mean, I'm eating the same food, I'm doing the same things. It's very boring.
What's bringing you joy in your life?
Just spending shitloads of money on skincare, to be quite frank.
Lush. That's convenient.
we thought we'd talk about melasma last time, and it turns out that we've actually got enough content
more
to just bore you with more facts about melasma and various treatments. But I don't know, what's bringing you joy?
I've started sewing, which is fun.
Is it really fun?
It's satisfying finishing something. I don't really know what I'm doing, but you know, just joining two pieces of material together is just like an achievement. It's nice. I think a sewing machine.
To be honest, getting dressed when you have three children is an achievement. So congratulations if you've managed to sew.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. You made a bonnet.
I made two bonnets.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Can I just say your children's school is really cruel to impose any form of dress up day or anything on your children when we're going through such a shitty, mad lockdown time.
I know, who's got time?
Nobody.
I don't know. Victorian day. And it said in the newsletter, don't worry, you don't need to spend any money. Like, well, who has Victorian clothes, though?
I would have just washed my child in dirty puddle water and made them look like an urchin and just sent them to school like that.
In ripped clothes.
Yeah, ripped clothes. Wowee. Well done on the bonnet. So that's bringing you joy at the moment.
That made me feel really happy.
Yeah, well, that's lovely.
Make a little bonnet.
Well, that was that's really cute.
Yes.
Well done.
What else? Running. I go for a run and I feel good.
Oh, man. It just feels too cold to run.
Didn't
your face
feels
hurt?
So good. No, my face doesn't hurt.
Oh, that
I just
hurt
feel
my face.
Really like... good afterwards, you know, so when you've had the shower, it's just like, oh yeah, I feel like I'm a human being, my thoughts are clear, it's good.
Yeah, I feel that way after any form of exercise. I've been doing sod all those because I've been doing intermittent fasting. Exercising has really taken a back seat, just because I feel weak.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like much fun. It's feeling
not,
weak.
I'm not really weak. I'm used to it now. It's been like 2 months. I've got to say, I'm loving it. Also, I'm having a new bathroom put in, so it doesn't give me any joy. It gives me rage. But the thought of what it's going to look like when it's finished.
Yeah.
They've just done the tiling in the shower enclosure.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's all just going to be, speaking of Victorian, it's just going to be black and white. It's going to be a Victorian bathroom. It's going to be lovely.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it will bring me joy.
Amazing wallpaper.
Yeah, I haven't bought it yet, though.
Okay. you need to get a mortgage for that, huh?
Yeah, yes. If anyone feels like looking at expensive wallpaper, go to the Timorous Beasties website. It's so beautiful.
It's really cool.
Oh, it's just lush. So I live in my grandmother's house, and the wallpaper that was in the bathroom before I knocked it into one giant room was this black and gold and pink peacock and golden rose wallpaper, I guess.
It was so beautiful.
It was so beautiful. And at every party, it was the talking point. And everyone used to just get wrecked and go up and take photos with that as the backdrop.
Yeah. I used to like go for a wee in your toilet just so I can look at it.
Yeah.
I need another wee. Bye.
So, yeah, I kind of feel that I need to put something back there, but we'll see. I'm going to live in it for a few weeks and see, because it's going to be busy with tiles. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be very sort of dramatic anyway.
You need something muted, maybe.
Perhaps, but then, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Just do it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's hundreds of pounds. Hundreds.
Per roll, yeah.
Yeah. It's one super wide roll. So it would, which is great. So you don't get a repeat pattern. It will just look like a mural.
That's good. Yeah.
So it's even, it's got a leopard.
I love leopards.
People are just going to think, what are you talking about? Why have you got a leopard in your bathroom? But yeah, I do as well.
Oh, it makes perfect sense to
me. It does to me. Yeah, exactly. So, Nia, you've done all the homework on this podcast today. Yeah.
I've basically just read recent studies and to see what's new, if there's anything new.
Yeah, and there seems to be something new in the way of tranexamic acid. We'll get onto it, but I was so excited to read that, because hydroquinone is a kind of, I don't know, did we John Lennon him or did we Paul McCartney hydroquinone? I can't remember. I think it was John Lennon, wasn't it?
I think it was John Lennon, because hydroquinone is the gold standard for melasma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But nothing quite works like it.
It has its detractors, doesn't it?
Yeah. And there was, there's worries about it being causing cancer, but they didn't find any evidence for that at all. Also, there is the risk of, what's it called? Endogenous ochronosis?
Endogenous. I don't know. I just know the ochronosis bit. Yeah.
Ochronosis, which means that your skin turns like black, grey colour, which is obviously not what you want.
That's not what you're going for, is it?
No, not at all. Opposite, if anything. So, but that only seems to happen if you're using it for a really long time and you're just going hard at it for years and years and years.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, I don't think there's been many cases of it, but because it would be so awful, then people are a little bit cautious with it. Mm-hmm. And in Britain, in the EU, it's a prescription only hydroquinone. Mm-hmm. So, we get it from Dermatica, don't we?
We do. Mm. And actually, I was looking at Skin and Me. So for listeners of the last
They don't have hydroquinone, do they?
They don't do hydroquinone, no. So no. It's they just do, it's quite a small number of treatments. But what they do tend to do is just formulate, two or three things.
Yeah.
They don't do hydroquinone.
But they do tretinoin, which is
They do tretinoin. Nice. Yeah. I don't know what strengths...
No, I didn't see.
But yeah, so Skin and Me HQ is, again, Britain-based. But I do think they ship to many, many countries.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling. I will double-check that, though, before I feed you lies.
Yeah, and Dermatica's based in Britain, but they do ship to other countries.
Yes. Like
there was a listener who's saying, oh, do they ship to Sweden? And then she wrote, yes, they do. So she was getting it. That's cool.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so
tranexamic acid is the new treatment, which is showing quite a lot of promise. So do you know what tranexamic acid is?
I don't know what it is, but I know I've been putting it on my face for 2 weeks. Hello.
Yay! It's basically a drug that you give to people who bleed excessively.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so you might take it if you've got a bleed clotting disorder, or if you've got really heavy periods.
Right, okay.
That sort of thing. So it's, you know, it's a serious drug, but somehow it helps with melasma. And I think it helps with the reducing the production of melanin, and also sometimes melasma can be caused by blood vessels. So
it
reduces the blood vessels.
Okay.
And makes everything look sort of clearer and less coloured.
Right. Well, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And in what sort of, so are we talking high percentages of tranexamic?
So the studies were done on 3%, so not really high.
Yeah.
But you can also take it orally, so eating tablets of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually got some tablets.
Oh, did and, you?
Yeah, they sell them in Boots. But I'm too scared to take them.
Why?
Because they cause clotting. So I'm like, oh, what if I got a stroke?
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's particularly risky, but it just makes me feel a bit like, nah, I'll just leave that. I'll just
exciting bit is that then 3% topical tranexamic is got comparable results to hydroquinone, which is so exciting.
Yeah.
That's so brilliant, isn't it? Because we're both using the same one, aren't we? Face Theory, that's it. These guys are great.
Yes, I'm loving the products I've tried.
So what else have you got? So you've got the tranexamic acid, which has got everything in it, though.
it's got licorice and it's got licorice, niacinamide.
Some vitamin C's, it's sodium ascorbyl phosphate in there.
Yes, so there's a little element of acne fighting as well, because sodium ascorbyl phosphate's good for killing bacteria.
Honestly, guys, it's just brilliant. The only drawback is it's gummy, isn't it? So it can be slightly
sticky.
Yeah. So I am playing with what I'm putting it on after.
It's not the worst I've ever tried. It's not as bad as like the ordinary HA.
Definitely not.
Which I couldn't stand at all.
Which feels like PVA glue once it's sort of set. Yes. It doesn't feel that bad. And the price is amazing. I think I bought two, because there's a deal, isn't there, if you buy.
Yeah.
Not a bog off deal, but almost.
There's good money off deals on it. It's good.
Yeah.
So I also got the Sarah C pore reducing toner, which was £15 for 200 mL.
Wow-wee.
I absolutely love it.
You said it's at one of the best you've used.
Yeah.
Do you stand by this?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
It just feels super hydrating. Like, have you ever tried? Let me think now. What's it bloody called? Haider Labo Premium Hydrating Lotion. Everyone goes on about it.
Does bang on about it.
Yeah, in a gold bowl. And that is very hydrating. It's like a sort of gloopy liquid, but I find it a bit sticky. I don't like it.
Right.
But that's very, very good, and that's what I'd recommend. But this is better than that. It's got a nicer texture and it sinks in better.
Oh, lush.
It feels lovely.
How long has Face Theory been around?
I don't know.
It feels new to me, but maybe they've been around for ages and they just really upped their sort of, you know, social media presence and stuff, because they just seem to have come out of nowhere. But I really, from the one product I've used, I think it's really promising. And the fact that, you know, you can... obviously plays well with other ingredients, the tranexamic in the formulation they've got. And I just think for you to be backing up your sort of hydroquinone and tret use with something that is completely, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've had no, that you don't get any side effects or anything.
No, irritation. It just feels hydrating and that's it.
It really does.
Yeah.
So when do you use it in your routine?
So after hydrating, after the toner, just a few drops of that, and then let that sink in, and then go in with the hydroquinone, or whatever else I'm using. So I kind of like to use an oily antioxidant in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm on ascorbyl isotetrapalmitate from The Ordinary.
Oh, that's lovely.
In the AM. Yeah, really lovely. Yeah,
I haven't, good. In fact, I haven't used that since it came out. So as soon as it came out, I used it and I loved it. For some reason, I just haven't repurchased it, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I kind of use it instead of a moisturizer because it's really moisturizing.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, fab.
That's lovely. So yeah, that's tranexamic acid then for you guys.
So that's very, very promising and easy to get hold of and not very expensive.
Brilliant.
Yay. Yeah. And Face Theory does a good one. And we were saying last time, the Inky List has got one as well.
They have. And it's like, it was a higher percent. No, hold on.
That was
Isn't
three.
Face Theory 5%?
No, I think it was three. Two. I think it was two.
So which one's got the higher
percent? Face Theory's got 5%.
Yeah. And Inky's got two. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're saying that 3% is
around. Sufficient. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I want to try. I haven't repurchased Inky List stuff for a long time, actually, either, as well.
So no,
definitely want to try that too.
Oh yeah, another thing somebody posted on our group as well. COSRX is in Boots.
Oh yeah,
which is like cool.
Megabucks though.
Yeah, they've doubled the price, haven't they?
Yeah, in some stuff. I think she was saying that something. I think maybe perhaps it was a cleanser. Was like £4 or £5 more expensive, but that's £4 or £5.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. Like if you're desperate and you're out of your favourite COSRX product.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know,
it, isn't it? It's
I don't
handy.
Know whether... Yeah, I mean, really cool that it's in Boots Cardiff. I don't know whether any of their sun care is there, though.
No, I haven't seen it at all. I haven't been into a physical Boots shop for ages.
I would be really
the supermarket for me, really, for months.
I'll be really excited to go back to a Boots.
Yeah.
I don't think... Oh my gosh, are there any in the Vale? I don't... Because we obviously have our... County lockdowns, don't we?
We're so not allowed out of our areas. No.
Can't go
that
into
sucks,
Canada.
Doesn't it?
I've just been going down Barry Island, just down the beach, frolicking Lush. Around. Yeah.
So frolicking.
Yeah. So at least I have that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
next is something called Polypodium leucotomus. And I think we mentioned this yonks ago when we first started the podcast. I remember saying that name. So that's something, it's like a plant extract and it's a supplement.
Okay.
So that's shown promise in trials, in scientific studies.
Okay.
Taking 240 milligrams twice a day.
Okay.
So that's quite easy to do, isn't it? Take a supplement, I think. It's quite handy.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
Yeah, there's been, you know, using it in conjunction with hydroquinone, it's shown promise.
Okay.
So, you know, something to think about, something to research. And then we've got, so next is things that are a bit more full on, a bit more industrial. So chemical peels and laser and light treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hydroquinone is the absolute daddy of melasma. So you could try a chemical peel or a light-based device or a laser, but it may not work and it may make things worse.
Yeah, hence I have not had either of those
things. Yeah. So you should approach these things with caution, even if the person doing it says it's going to be great and it's all going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
It might not be. Anything that...
Yeah, that person might not have melasma.
No, she might not have...
And
she might not understand.
Saying, this has worked wonders on my 28-year-old face. It has absolutely no issues whatsoever. Yeah.
Be cautious because anything that causes inflammation can make your pigmentation worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think someone who has post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation asked a question on the Facebook group the other day about what to go for that doesn't. I can't remember whether it was acid peel. Anyway, I'll look it up and see what she said. But I thought, please go carefully.
No, be careful.
Please. Especially if you know that you have that, you know. you know, that you're susceptible to it. Just, ugh. It's like, this is why I had to mute the ordinary group, because they kept talking about daily glycolic acid. And I was thinking, Jesus, please stop it.
Because you'll always get a newbie asking, can I use acids every day? And then there'll be a bunch of people saying, I do, and it's fine.
But
you're you, they're not you. It might be bad.
It might be really bad.
Do you want that on your conscience? No.
No. Exactly. Mm. Okay, so that's the chemical peels and light-based stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so there are different sorts of chemical peel that you might want to look into. I quite fancy a retinoic acid peel. Mm. Mm-hmm. So that's just like putting a really high concentration of tretinoin on your face.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound exciting?
Do you take tretinoin to your neck?
I don't know, actually. I don't think I do.
I do.
Because you were saying that on the group, weren't you? And I was like, because my little pump of Dermatica lasts me ages.
Yeah, it's because someone today, did you see that? Someone said, why is my Dermatica not lasting the month? And I was thinking, gee, I don't know.
What are you doing?
But I think there have been months where it hasn't lasted the month, and I've done like three, but three pumps covers a neck and a face.
Yeah.
So if you are taking it down to the neck, A, it's going to be itchy as all hell. Like the itching and the redness was incredible when I first started doing it. Now I've just pushed through and I love it. But yeah, I can see it not lasting the month.
You're a soldier. That's what you are.
You kind of have to be though with tretinoin. You know, you can't fanny around. You know, that's why I just think I used to use it on certain nights, like tretin, hydroquinone, and I'm just there every night.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It tends to punish me if I kind of don't go 3-4 times a week.
Yeah. I think of, you know, through experience and trying to use it several times and failing and like having to sort of say, I can't do this anymore because it's hurting my skin. Using it every night is the way forward, which sounds wrong.
Yes, it does.
But you've just got one, you know, you're pulling off the plaster. It's gone and then you're through it.
That is exactly it. And also, what better time to do it than during a national lockdown?
When we're really all under masks anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, you carry on.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I can't even remember what I was saying. So, retinoic acid peels.
Yeah.
They've got a good track record with pigmentation. There's something called a Jesna peel, which is several different types of acid mixed together. Mm-hmm. Glycolic acid as well. That does pretty well for melasma. The one of the main things to think about if you're deciding to have a chemical peel for your melasma is your own skin tone.
Yeah.
So the darker you are, the more cautious you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, it puts people with darker skin tones into a bit of a trickier situation then, because they've got less options, but it's just not worth it.
Yeah. And DJ Iadelli from the Black Skin Directory did an amazing Q&A, I think it might be an online one, purely for melasma and hyperpigmentation treatments for Black people. Mm. And it was really good because it was a lot of it was, lots of untruths sort of squashed. Yeah. So if you do have darker skin tones or black skin and you're not quite sure, she's definitely one to follow and ask
good
the question.
Good person to check with.
She's brilliant, yeah. But there were quite a lot of I think when you're looking into, you've got a skin condition and you're just looking at the internet for answers, sometimes you can just run into a lot of trouble. So she does squash a lot of, falsehoods about
she's
that.
Someone who knows a lot.
Yes, yeah.
Cool.
Definitely check
out. And something you can do if you've got darker skin, going into the idea of peeling, you could prime your skin. Mm-hmm. So if you've primed your skin, you're less likely to get issues with post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation.
Right.
So that would involve using acids regularly and tretinoin, something like that.
Right. Okay.
So that you're kind of getting your skin ready. So it's less likely to be inflamed because your skin is used to using acids.
You haven't just gone in at the tip end with a, with a crazy retinoin peel or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
That's it. Yeah. So, and also find yourself excellent sunscreens that you can put thick layers of every single day. Mm-hmm. That's always a good tip for everybody all the time, in fact.
It is, except, you know, if you live in a warmer country, which we don't, we live in Wales, but this did happen to me on the school run. I leave a tube of Altruist in the glove box and I got some out at traffic lights and like flipped open the lid. But because it'd been a really hot day, the whole thing exploded just all over my steering wheel, all down my leg. None of it went on my skin. None of it.
Did you rub your face onto the steering wheel?
Yeah, I just rubbed it all over myself. Steering wheel, one of the most unsanitary objects.
Yeah, it's gross. You're
probably touching. But yeah, none of it went onto my skin. I was so pissed bummer. Off. But there we go. So don't do that. Leave it somewhere cool.
Yeah, cars get really hot, don't they?
They get hot. Handbags get hot. They get squished. Oh, man. Yeah. Be careful. Handbag size sunscreens only.
Oh, I had like a, I've got like a stick sunscreen that I got from Style. It's really cute. I can't remember what the brand is called, but yeah, this cute little stick that was going to be quite handy for my handbag melting.
And did it melt?
No, the baby was like she's mucking around in my handbag, and I was like, "What the fuck are you doing now?" And she was eating it.
Was it yummy? Did she like it?
She's just like really gutted when I took it off her. Stop it. Stop eating everything, you weirdo. Oh,
bless her.
She's so odd.
It's funny being the children of us now who are obviously really into putting on sunscreen all the time. Because I remember my daughter's childminder, I'd like packed her sunscreen. She said, "Oh no, it's okay, we've got our own." And I put it on in the morning and that's it. I was like, "Oh yeah, but you know, every couple of hours." And she just must have thought I was mad.
It says every 2 hours on the bottle. You're not making it up, are you?
It does, but you know, we are British, so we tend to keep a tube of sunscreen for a year and a half, don't we?
Yeah, well, we don't.
No,
but
not
now. No, not anymore.
But I have been known to in my 20s. Sure.
Probably better than nothing.
I don't know. I would say that probably the factor four oil I was basting my face in my 20s is probably worse than nothing.
Yeah, you might be right there.
Hence hyperpigmentation. Yeah, there we go.
That's why we're here talking about this now, isn't it?
Circle of life, yeah. Okay.
Circle of podcasts. So the next thing that you may want to look into is IPL and laser. So shall I read out? It's quite boring, but I might read it.
Okay. Read it in an excited voice.
IPL therapy uses a flash lamp source that emits non-coherent light with wavelengths. Oh, no, it really is boring.
Yeah.
Okay, so the filter allows, they have different filters. They allow for targeting different chromophores. So a chromophore is something that's coloured. So,
okay.
Yeah, different wavelengths will target different coloured things.
Okay.
So that's what's quite handy about IPL, is that you can change the wavelength on the machine.
Right.
Okay. Whereas laser will only have one wavelength.
Yeah. So, okay.
You know, if you have laser treatment for your tattoo and you've got lots of different colors, you're going to need a different laser for every color.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sounds like the most painful thing ever, is tattoo removal.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Have you had a tattoo removed? Have you got any tattoos?
No, I haven't got any tattoos. No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
I know. I want one. I'm always looking at them, but I haven't taken the plunge yet.
Do it.
Maybe one day, but I don't want to get it removed though. It'll need to be good.
No, I think shit ones are just as entertaining, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what IPL has over laser. Okay, that's interesting to know.
Yeah. So you can, the IPL heads are larger, mm-hmm. so than most lasers, so you can rapidly treat larger areas.
Okay.
So it does sound a bit more promising. Mm-hmm. So the study I read said that it may be a useful treatment, but in one study, 24% of the people who had their melasma removed by IPL had it return after 6 months.
So I'd be so pissed off. I mean,
yeah,
this is the thing. I think whatever treatment you're going into, you need to know that. I mean, it's kind of why I haven't done anything further about the Cosmolan treatment is because I definitely don't have the bank balance to be doing this on an annual basis.
That's it. Really. It's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's expensive just, you know, having topical treatments on a monthly basis, really. Think about how much you're spending purely just on targeting hyperpigmentation. It's quite a lot. So yeah, and you know, if hydroquinone is the gold standard, then
it is. Yeah,
I'll just stick with that and the tranexamic.
Yeah, just follow the evidence, isn't it?
Yep.
So what's the last sentence? Overall, IPL therapy appears to give modest improvements in patients with melasma that is refractory to topical therapy alone. So that means that it doesn't work. The topical therapy hasn't worked, but they have a modest recovery rate unless an aggressive topical therapy is maintained at least for 6 to 12 months post-treatment. So to keep the pigmentation away, you still have to use hydroquinone every day for a year afterwards anyway.
Yeah.
So IPL is best suited to treat people with Fitzpatrick skin types 1 to 3 because use with patients who have darker skin types carries an increased risk of to target normal endogenous skin pigment. So you may well end up accidentally lightening your skin.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And you don't want that if you have darker skin.
No, it's because it's probably going to be patchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And look, not right.
Yeah.
So patients with epidermal melasma may respond more favorably to IPL compared with those with mixed or dermal melasma. So if your melasma is like closer to the surface of the skin, then any treatment you do is going to work better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. And what is Q-switch laser therapy?
Oh, this is really complicated. Lasers are really, really complicated.
Okay.
I don't know if I can sometimes, I can't get my head around them. So Q-switched laser is something called a quality switched laser. I read all about it and I read and I still didn't understand it. Sorry.
Yeah, if you don't understand it, I don't really think I have much hope, to be honest. And then I think of like Q-switch laser and it just reminds me of Roger Moore lying on the table in James Bond. And
there's a laser going up between his legs. Oh no, is it going to burn his ghoulies?
Oh, please don't. He won't be able to have sex with any Bond girls.
Ah!
Did you say Roger Moore?
Roger Moore apparently like quit being James Bond because he said he felt like it was getting creepy because he was so much older than his leading ladies.
That makes me love him even more.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, definitely.
What a cool guy.
Well, I've got to stop now. I feel creepy. But they were like, "Nah, you're all right. Carry on." He's like, "Nah, I won't."
Oh, that's so brilliant. That makes me just love him even more. I don't know if you ever watched. God, what was it called? It was a mockumentary called Brian Pern.
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh. It was a takeoff of basically not a failed rock star, but someone who was massive in the 80s. It's basically based on Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel, okay. David Byrne, all of those like rock pop stars that took themselves really seriously and then went off and made like tribal influence music, like Paul Simon. Anyway, it's like a mockumentary and it's the same guys who are behind the Fast Show. It's really, really funny. But Roger Moore does a cameo in it and it's just so beautiful and wholesome. You will laugh and cry. It's brilliant.
That sounds nice.
I think it's called A History of Rock with Brian Pern.
That sounds funny.
It's really funny. Anyway, lasers.
So, laser. Sorry. Okay. So, I'll read out what the study said because I'm obviously too stupid to understand everything. Laser light therapy for the treatment of melasma is best suited for patients with refractory melasma. So melasma that hasn't responded to anything else. Okay. Topical therapy takes at least 3 months or longer to see skin lightening. So yeah, it takes a while, doesn't it? But it does work. Those people interested in a more rapid response to treatment could consider laser or light therapy.
Okay.
Counseling prior to treatment should disclose that procedural treatments are not cures.
Yes.
Studies have shown that the lightening of the affected skin could occur after a series of treatments.
Okay.
Patients should also be counseled of the likelihood of recurrence, post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, and rebound hyperpigmentation.
Yeah, in which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, when you're weighing things up, especially if you are darker than a Fitzpatrick 3, I kind of just think the risks far outweigh the benefits then in that respect.
You could make things worse.
You would be so pissed off with yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a significant number of patients, approximately 50%, will have recurrence to some degree within 3 to 6 months of their laser and light-based procedure, regardless of the type of device used. That's huge.
Yeah,
I mean, 50% of people, it'll just come back.
Yeah.
That's not good odds.
It's not really, is it? But then I guess if you don't want to be using hydroquinone for some reason, I mean, I think a lot, it does get a lot of shit, doesn't it?
It does.
Hydroquinone. So if you do, I guess if you've got the, you know, the financial resources to do that, then carry on, knock yourself out.
But it may well not work. I wouldn't put too much hope in it.
No.
By the sound of it. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So laser and light therapy is an alternative approach to treat patients with stubborn melasma.
Yeah.
Current methods are limited by recurrence, post-inflammatory dispigmentation, and the need for multiple treatments.
Okay.
However, as treatments transition from Q-switch lasers and IPL to NAFL, non-ablative fractionated laser.
Yeah.
So non-ablative means that it doesn't destroy your skin.
Okay.
So if you've got an ablative laser, it'll just liquidate your skin.
Okay.
And you'll look like you've been liquidated afterwards.
But you don't want that.
No.
Okay.
So the recurrent rate and the recurrent rate and the number of treatments necessary to see benefits have decreased.
Okay.
So I guess like the technology is evolving as time goes by. Yeah.
Okay.
So promising treatments could be something called a picosecond laser.
Okay.
So they've got tiny, tiny little picoseconds of energy delivered into the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Also fractional radio frequency. So that things may be on the horizon.
Okay.
But
so those are things to look out for.
Look out for in the future. But at the moment, laser and light therapy isn't exactly the best thing ever. So no. I wouldn't recommend it to a friend, to be honest.
You wouldn't?
No.
No. No.
No. Sorry.
No, I know. No, it's fine.
There isn't a quick fix, basically.
No, there isn't. But then having said that, I've noticed that mine is so much... Well, I've been using, obviously, hydroquinone now for, I guess, 6 weeks. So it just, for me, the difference occurs really quickly after reintroducing hydroquinone.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I just find it sort of, you know.
It really does work, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. But also just, I haven't really been out of the house enough to, and I'm still reapplying because I'm working by a window. So, yeah. No, there's been no holidays, you know, where... my face has really seen the sun. Although we did get a pretty good summer, didn't we?
The summer was beautiful. I missed that first lockdown. It was a nice one.
It was.
This one isn't going so well in many ways.
Plus, also, don't the clocks go?
Oh no, don't. Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's Halloween weekend, isn't it?
Is it Halloween weekend?
Oh, man.
I know. So it's going to be even darker. It's already dark by 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, let's not think about that.
Yeah, not yet. I want to say welcome to all of our new
We've got loads of new people, haven't we?
Oh, amazing. So we've got over 2,000 people in the group. Mainly from Nigeria and South Africa. So yeah. I think were we mentioned on some other
mentioned on a group. Yeah, I couldn't see where, but they all seem to be coming from the same place, which is cool.
Same group. So welcome. So nice to have new group members. Especially from warmer climes in here, because I can imagine that when I said, like, drop a flag, tell us where you're from, and everyone was like saying these beautiful countries.
Interesting places.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, it's just
what must
you
we sound like, you know?
I know.
Like, probably like some trolls that live in a bog.
Wales is beautiful, but it's only when people – oh, it's just because we've got quite a few Romanian group members, and I've always wanted to go to Romania.
I've been to Romania.
Oh, yes, you have, haven't you?
I worked there, yeah.
You did.
It was the best. It was a really beautiful place.
It just really looks nice. So beautiful.
And the Romanian people, like, I was quite, like, in a remote rural village, and it was something else. It changed my life.
Oh,
not to put too fine a point on it. It really did.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, yeah. There was, like, buffaloes. Everyone had a buffalo.
Yeah.
And at the same time every day, the buffaloes would come home to their house.
So they've just been out frolicking and having a lovely time. And then back
and at 6 p.m. they'd go home and they'd all walk up the road, and I was sitting out there drinking a hot chocolate made of buffalo milk, which is really, really high in calories, and I've got loads of weight.
That's fatty and gorgeous.
It was lush. And I'd sit there and watch them all go into their houses up the road. And like everyone would be working, like old ladies, little children would be doing things, farming, carrying buckets, doing stuff. It was a completely different lifestyle. I was just like blown away by the whole thing. I still think about it now. It was cool.
Oh, I hope one day our kids get the chance to do that too. Because you were doing dental work there, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I was in a clinic. So I treat the kids of the village, and the parents paid by providing food. So we were just in this house with a dental clinic in it, and we get food delivered.
Oh man. But it was making me really hungry for
mozzarella. It was so bad because I was, you know, this food is for people who work, you know, hard. I was not working hard. I was sitting there.
So it's like 4,000 calories. Yeah. And,
I got fat in a really short space of time.
Well, you know what? The same thing happened to me, but when I lived in America, but for not, it wasn't food for hardworking people. It was just food on massive plates. That is what happens when your portion sizes are just, I no wonder that American people complain when they come to Britain.
Because it's a bit shit, isn't it?
Comparatively, our service is comparatively not that great. But it's not just that. The food is so much more expensive compared to what you get.
Yeah, it's a different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I was so broke because I was an intern. So I got paid like, I can't even remember. I think I got paid like $1,100 a month, which is the second most expensive city after New York to live in. So we lived in the area called the Tenderloin. So I loved it, I've got to say, but it wasn't the most, you know, salubrious neighborhood. And all I could afford at the first few months was a burrito a day. And it cost, which you'd think you'd kind of maybe lose weight, but it was massive. And I used to have like half,
so big that you got fat on one thing.
In the end, I did end up just eating lots of burritos a week, and not just burritos, lots of other things, but that was my fave. That was my go-to.
Sounds good. Sounds really nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. I miss San Francisco.
San Francisco's lovely.
Yeah, it's
great.
Although, It's been through shitty times with wildfires.
Yeah,
stop having gender reveals, people, that endanger lives. Fucking hell. What is going on? Literally, there was two gender reveal parties.
Was there?
Yes.
Caused fires.
Can you imagine David Attenborough when he found that out? I bet he swore.
God, yeah.
I bet you anything he said, you pricks.
Head butted the wall. Frustration.
His new documentary is out. It's brilliant, but it's so sobering and really depressing.
I don't want to watch it. I can't cope with anything sobering and depressing now.
I don't know, just watch The Wizard of Oz straight afterwards, but it's definitely, put it on your must watch. Maybe watch it in small doses.
I don't know. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough.
We've come to the lovely end of our wonderful podcast again.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
What should we talk about next?
I don't know.
Just say the Skin and Meat HQ. So the various treatments available are clindamycin.
Yeah, antibiotic.
Okay. Azelaic acid, we know you. Tretinoin, we know you. Niacinamide and zinc pyrithione.
Mm-hmm. So like an antibacterial thingy. Yeah.
I guess so. I think that's all they list. So I don't know.
Okay. It's not quite as much as Dermatica though.
No, but I think Caroline Lehiron's just preferred the formula and she said it was just less irritating.
Sure, but you know, I want hydroquinone, so I'm not into that.
So we are going to just put up with it. My face is quite peely actually around the nose today.
Is it?
Quite peely, yeah. Yeah.
Just think about how all the lovely young cells are coming up.
They are coming up, but no one's there to see them. So you know.
No one can see them, but they're there. That's the main
swings
thing.
And roundabouts. I'm just looking at before photos of hyperpigmentation, and it's just it is marked. It is just such an
my
amazing
before
difference.
Photo. Have you seen? I put one on Instagram, and I'm blown away. I look so much better. I can't believe it.
And it's not even about the, you know, for me, beneath the eyes, the big sort of two stripes. Mm. It's everywhere else, like the forehead and cheeks as well. Just everywhere.
The whole face. Yeah. It was so sort of mottled.
Yeah.
I didn't even care. I didn't mind. It wasn't like that upsetting. Like compared with my acne, which was really, really destroyed me, I didn't mind that much.
And your primary or secondary cause for concern, but I think it's only when you look back and start to compare that you think, shit, I didn't even notice that, you know.
Yeah.
And I got to say the tret for sort of around my eyes, you know, lines and stuff around my eyes
it's really good, really
massive
good.
Massive differences. Mm. As you can tell, we love it.
We do.
Check out Face Theory, everybody. It's brilliant.
Face Theory and Dermatica, both fantastic.
Yep.
I think we should just put it to the group what we do next.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and I want to do Q&A. I want to do, like, frequently asked questions from the group.
Sure.
That's what I want to do. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. So join our Facebook group, Skincare with Friends, and tell us what to do.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
We love you.
We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.